You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
And by the grace of God, it is finally Friday, and I say that with an exclamation point. I hope you do as well as you go and do your second and third jobs to pay for the cost of inflation, the Joe Biden's excessive spending, and really piss-poor government policies have wrought across the country. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Here's why I am looking forward to the weekend. I am going to be right now the most envied man in the country right now. You know, you're thinking of, you know, like Jerry Seinfeld. Maybe you should envy him, or Jay Leno because all the cars and everything, or, you know, whatever. No. You know what? Here, let me tell you why I am looking forward to this weekend, why I am going to be the most envied man in America. Are you ready? All right. My wife's out of town this weekend. Oh, no, it doesn't stop there. No. No, I like it when my wife's around, actually. She's out of town. She's going out of town. Here's what I get to do. I've got a sledgehammer, and I've got permission to take out a crappy kitchen. I mean, can you even imagine? I mean, this is better than Christmas. This is better than Christmas. I want to go get some bunny pajamas and come to the top of the stairs like in Christmas Story and grab the sledgehammer and just go to that kitchen, because I've got the world's crappiest kitchen. I've had that crappy kitchen for 5 years. Before that, I had a crappy kitchen. And so I have permission. She's not even here. It's just me. It's just me and a sledgehammer. And I get to take out the kitchen. Oh, my God in heaven. Can you even imagine? I know you're thinking, wow, it'd be cool to sit around. You could watch Netflix, binge watch all weekend. But no. I get to take the world's worst cabinets that the doors keep coming off. I get to bust those out with a sledgehammer. I'm not even going to bother to repurpose them because they suck. I'm just going to wreck them. I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to take them outside. I'm going to drive over them with my Bronco. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do that. That's my weekend. I know. You know. I might share it on social media. You can live vicariously through me. But I get to wreck the kitchen. I even took one of the cabinets out the other day just to take it out. And as soon as I'm done with the show today, I'm getting all sorts of medieval on that kitchen. I don't even care that we got a microwave in the garage to use for the next 3 weeks. I don't even care that we're going to be eating off of plastic plates with plastic forks and plastic cups for the next 3 weeks. I get to wreck the kitchen today. So there you go. Welcome to the show. All right. Lots of stuff on the show today. Oh. Just real quick here. I don't know if you knew this, but Kato Kaelin yesterday said on Jesse Waters Primetime that he believes that O.J. Simpson is guilty. For all of you who are on the fence about it, you can finally rest easy, just like old O.J. On the way to the funeral home in a Bronco hearse, a very slow speed chase. And all of the lights are green at the intersection, so you can just cruise right to the old funeral in the Bronco hearse. It was funny because there's a car near here. There's a car dealership near here, and it's called Country Hill Motors. And I live in the Midwest. Anyway, so I'm driving by, and literally there is a what now they call vintage Ford Bronco. It's not a 94 or 95 like the one that OJ was in, but I think it's a 97. And I was like, dang, that'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it? Take it for a test drive. Just tell the salesperson to sit in the back, just all the way in the back, just in the fetal position while you take it for a slow speed drive right down the highway. That'd be kind of funny. So yeah, Kato Kaelin. I mean, honestly, that's it, right? I mean, that's the exclamation point. That's all we needed to hear, is that Kato Kaelin says, yeah, he did it. So all of the debate is over. There you go. All right. So Christopher Ray, he wants that FISA. He wants that FISA reinstated. He wants Section 702 reinstated. And here's what he actually said.
Section 702 is indispensable in keeping Americans safe from a whole barrage of fast-moving foreign threats. It is crucial to identifying terrorists in the homeland, working with or inspired by a rogues gallery of foreign terrorist organizations who have publicly called for attacks against our country.
Yeah, this is kind of weird because if I'm not mistaken, and I could be wrong, but I believe that white supremacy is the biggest threat for the homeland.
And we won't ignore what our intelligence agencies have determined to be the most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today.
Yeah.
White supremacy is terrorism. Mm-hmm. We're not going to ignore that either.
Mm. But on the best days, enough of us have the guts and the hearts to stand up for the best.
Is that white supremacy coming from Iran?
In us. The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland.
Is it coming from China?
Is white supremacy.
Our own intelligence agencies in the United States of America have determined that domestic terrorism rooted in white supremacy is the greatest terrorist threat to our homeland today.
Why the hell do we need FISA? The foreign, why do we need that? I mean, honestly, if the danger is from within, why do we need FISA? Right? And here's Joe Biden. He says that obviously the most dangerous thing that the country faces is white supremacy and Trump supporters.
We must be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving America than the MAGA Republicans are destroying America. The MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy. They refuse...
Well, that doesn't sound very foreign, does it?
...to accept the will of the people.
Yeah.
You and 81 million Americans voted to save our democracy. Donald Trump isn't just a former president. He is a defeated former president.
That is kind of weird that the president of the United States and the CIA and the DHS and the FBI have been going after Trump supporters. The biggest thing right now that the FBI has had, the biggest investigation they've ever done is on January the 6th. And that wasn't even an insurrection. Why all of a sudden they want this FISA reinstated, the one that they used and abused to surveil Donald Trump, his campaign, his transition team and presidency? Why do they suddenly need FISA so badly because of all the foreign actors who are going to destroy the country when the real threat is white supremacy and Donald Trump and Trump supporters? It's like they almost want it because they can use FISA to go after people in the United States. Oh, and then they did. Oh, yeah, they did. Last count, about 250,000 times it was abused to go after Americans. Yeah, anything that Chris Ray says before Congress, he can KMA as far as I'm concerned, because they took milliseconds to use FISA to go after Americans. So as far as I'm concerned, screw you, Chris Ray. Here's what I said about it this morning on the Twitter.
Hey, guys, I hope you're having a great Friday. I find it funny that the federal government wants to reinstate FISA when it's been used against the American people en masse.
Yeah, that's true.
If the federal government was that concerned about foreign actors, yes, they would close the southern border and have allowed 10 million illegals to come across the southern border, including unvetted military-age males from enemy countries like China. Yeah. Then the federal government allowed a spy balloon to hover over our most valued military installations.
Where was FISA on that?
Allowed the Chinese Communist Party to infiltrate in businesses and universities around the country.
Oh, yeah, where was the FISA on that there, yeah.
Also, the federal government has declared the biggest threat to the homeland to be white supremacy
and traditional
Catholics.
Trump supporters.
And parents who protest against CRT in schools.
That is true.
The biggest investigation in FBI history is January the 6th, which has been proven to not be an insurrection. So as far as the FISA being reinstated, I would say defund it altogether, because it hasn't proven anything, and the federal government thinks that the real threat is you and me.
Yeah, that's it. And it's funny because when the authorization is necessary, suddenly it's, oh my God, foreign actors. 10 million people have been allowed. And that's an underestimate, let's face it. From foreign countries without any vetting at all. Flown from countries into cities around the country. without any vetting for criminal history, without any vetting for mental history or disease. And all of a sudden, Chris Wray is on Capitol Hill all butthurt because his precious FISA might not be reinstated. Well, you know what? Screw FISA. I honestly, look what happened before FISA. Look what's happened since FISA. Really? Has FISA made any difference? Oh, yeah, it has. When you talk about going after CRT parents, when it talks about going after Trump supporters, when they talks about surveilling bank accounts with Bank America, looking at your purchases at Bass Pro and looking at purchases at Cabela's. I mean, sure. Yeah. When have you heard FISA being used against foreign terrorists in the last 4 years in the United States? When? How many stories have you heard about American citizens being surveilled? Oh, yeah. Give me a break. Here is a Chris Wray, all butthurt, saying that, yeah, suddenly we are under threat, even though the institutions of the United States government had allowed more than 10 million people to flow across our southern border, including known terrorists. Known terrorists who were welcomed in by Joe Biden and the DHS. Welcomed in. And suddenly, that's our problem.
Back here last year, I walked through how we were already in a heightened threat environment. Since then, we've seen the threat from foreign terrorists rise to a whole nother level.
Why have you focused so much time on January the 6th? Why did you just put a 71-year-old great-grandmother through a massive trial for being led into the Capitol on January the 6th, standing there for 10 minutes, sending her to 2 days of deliberations that she faces 4 years in jail? Why is that?
After October 7th, we continue to see the cartels push fentanyl and other dangers.
Yeah, because the southern border is open and has been for 4 years.
Drugs into every corner of the country, claiming countless American lives.
250,000 at least.
We've seen a spate of ransomware and other cyber attacks impacting parts of our critical infrastructure and business.
But you've been going after white supremacists and Trump supporters and MAGA fascists.
Both large and small. Violent crime, which reached alarming levels coming out of the pandemic, remains.
Yeah, because of defunding the police. Yeah, because of defunding the police.
Far too high and is impacting far too many communities.
You know, honestly, I have lost my patience with this man and this federal government. And if an attack happens, if a terrorist attack happens, it's going to be on their heads. Because they've been going after us, and we've been saying, southern border, southern border, southern border, communist China, communist China, communist China. And they've been focusing on you and me and CRT parents and all of the people who disagree with the government and all of the people who tried to say, hey, maybe this COVID is nonsense. How about we find the origins of COVID or just about anything that the government did that we said, you know what? I think it's a lie. And we were told you can't have those thoughts. You're an enemy of the state. You're a disseminator of disinformation and misinformation. Honestly, it takes some serious cojones to put us through this nonsense and then suddenly say, oh my God, we've got a threat from outside when you've been focusing after going after people who want to save the damn country in the first place. It really is just honestly ridiculous. Utterly, utterly, utterly ridiculous. Meanwhile, in Dearborn, Michigan, you've got radical Islamists chanting death to America. Then you've got a U.S. Congresswoman, Rashida Tlaib, who is a rabid anti-Semite who literally parroted a fake hospital bombing to help spread anti-Semitic protests around the country and around the world.
El monte America!
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 Congresswoman Tlaib,
Fox News. I don't talk to Fox News.
At a rally in your district, people were chanting death to America. Do you condemn?
I talk to Fox News.
But do you condemn chants of death to America?
I don't talk to people that use racist tropes.
Why can't you just say whether or not you condemn people chanting death to America? Why are you afraid to talk to Fox?
Fox News is not listen, using racist tropes towards my community is what Fox News is about, and I don't talk about.
Well, when your community chants death to America, it's not racist to criticize it.
Is death to America racist? Is chanting death to America racist?
Talking about your guys' racist tropes. You know, you guys know exactly what you do.
Yeah, hey, Chris Ray, why don't you go after that crowd in Dearborn over the weekend chanting death to America and wiping Israel off the face of the planet? How about that, you moron? You could take your FISA and you could stick it. There you go. All right. So, listen, we've got a lot of things on the show today. Catherine Herridge before Congress showing how she was surveilled, how CBS has become a massive tool of the state. We've got some absurdity as well. Your phone calls are welcome at 800-922-6680. This is a Friday edition of The Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
Section 702 is indispensable in keeping Americans safe from a whole barrage of fast-moving foreign threats. It is crucial to identifying terrorists in the homeland, working with or inspired by a rogues gallery of foreign terrorist organizations who have publicly called for attacks against our country.
When, why have you used it against American people so much? Yeah, why do you need that money? Here's Jim Gossett.
FISA, it is oppressive. It ought to be repealed.
Bye-bye.
Intrusive and excessive. Its flaws have been revealed. If Biden cared about security, then tell me why. He lets illegals come here every day. FISA's a lie. Congress should not renew it. FISA, it isn't fair. Tell your senator, do it. Tell him to grow a pair. Too much power the government wields. And FISA should be repealed. It didn't prevent spying from a Chinese balloon. Christopher Ray is lying.
Yeah, he is.
He needs to be jailed soon.
I wish.
To their oppression can no longer yield. And FISA should be repealed.
I don't know. Maybe if you spent so much time going after foreign threats and sealing the border instead of pursuing 2,600 indictments against January the 6th protesters, 99.9% of them let into the building on January the 6th in an event that is not an insurrection, but they've tried to make it into everything that it wasn't, you know. But, and also used against the American people at least 200,000 times. FISA. Turned against the American people about 200,000 times. It's kind of weird, isn't it? Yeah, it's kind of strange. Yeah, screw it. This is Tim Burchett talking about how FISA has been used against the American people. And by the way, this should disqualify the refunding of FISA. This alone should end it. Throw it out, tear it up, get over it, all right? Start over, do something else when we have a new president, Donald Trump.
Whoever wants to spy on you, an American citizen, Steve Bannon. So you got a guy who's cutting your yard, or maybe somebody work. You got a contractor who's got somebody working on your roof. And guess what? Maybe one of those cats is not an American citizen.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were to call them, or they were to call you and say, Mr. Bannon, I need some more shingles. I'm going to run out and get some more gas. We got to mow the yard, whatever. Yep. And you say, okay, that's great. You go ahead. Well, your phone shows up on their dadgum phone record.
Yeah.
As an American citizen.
Ooh.
They backdoor you through this guy or gal who's not an American citizen, even if they're here legally. Then
And when they want the funding, they suddenly all of a sudden say we're under a foreign threat, even though they've allowed the southern border to be completely open. It's nonsense. They just want the funding. They're just telling Congress and you what they think you need to hear. They have no intention of strengthening the laws against foreign agents because they've allowed them to run wholesale into America, including infiltrating America's universities and corporations with Chinese spies. And our Congress, too. Fang Fang, anybody? I can go on and on. This is all a ruse. This is all nonsense. They're not going to do anything to fix FISA. We were fine without FISA, and we will be fine without FISA. Let's go to Sean in Live Oak, California. Sean, welcome to the Rob Carson Show.
Greetings from Westwood, Tardia.
Yes.
And this whole thing with FISA sort of reminds me of you know, when you have children and they're given a tool and they misuse it, a lot of times the tool is taken away.
Yeah.
And it's just like the FBI is crying and moaning because they're facing accountability. It's kind of like vampires in sunlight. They just can't.
Sean, you're right. I got to run, brother. I do appreciate it. But, you know, you get one shot, right? Okay, the Palestinian Authority had one shot to make an oasis in the desert. What did they do? They elected Hamas to lead them. Okay, you get one shot and you're done. They get the FBI got FISA. They ruined it. They went after American citizens. You get one shot. Bye-bye, FISA. We have a senator coming up. Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas joins us next. Hey guys, it's Carson for Ladder Life. One of my rules for to-dos is the simpler the task or project, the longer it takes to do it. I can tile a bathroom floor sooner than I'll replace a door hinge. I don't know why, but that's just how I roll. With regard to setting up term life insurance, it's easy with Ladder. It's 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork when you apply for $3 million of coverage or less. Just answer a few questions about your health on your application. Ladder customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they just made the Forbes Best Life Insurance 2021 list. Just get on your laptop or phone and apply. Ladder's smart algorithms work in real time, and you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees. Cancel at any time. Get a full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Hey, life insurance doesn't get cheaper with age, so cross it off your to-do list. Go to ladderlife.com/newsmax today to see if you're instantly approved. Ladderlife.com/newsmax. Write it down. That's ladderlife.com/newsmax. Yeah, I got to put two and two together with Christopher Wray begging for the FISA to be renewed. They haven't given a flying crap about foreign terror until the last week. And all of a sudden it comes up when FISA is about to go bye-bye. And FISA has been abused profusely by the federal government to go after American citizens. Meanwhile, they've allowed the southern border to be completely open. They've allowed the infiltration of our institutions, our learning institutions and companies with Chinese spies. We have a president of the United States who's obviously compromised by our enemies receiving millions of dollars of money into LLCs and distributed into his family for no services rendered other than the fact that his presidency obviously is the quid pro quo. And all of a sudden, Christopher Wray wants FISA to be reinstated. You know, honestly, and Mike Johnson, when you talk to Donald Trump tonight at Mar-a-Lago, I hope he sets you straight, bro, because otherwise you're cooked. You're done. You better kiss that ring, and you better get your head straight, because otherwise your political career is over. It is over. I don't have any patience for it. I am done with it and this abuse. And I've been through abuse. I've lost, I can't monetize on any of my social media. I lost my Facebook page the day after the 2020 election. I have seen the abuse of the American people, the censorship of the American people, the FBI and the FBI, the chief counsel of the FBI. Before the 2020 election in 2018, left the FBI, went to work for Twitter. And they started censoring American speech, and they were involved in the 2020 election, and they created Russia collusion, and it was all nonsense. And so as far as the FBI, Chris Wray asking for any money or any FISA renewal, you have no standing here. I am just waiting for your day in front of a tribunal where they finally hold you to task for the nonsense that this DOJ and this DHS and all of these government agencies are held accountable. So, you know, don't act like, oh, my God, we've suddenly got a terrorist threat. We've got to have FISA when you've been going after Americans with FISA for years. It really is just laughable indeed. Catherine Herridge did some amazing testimony on Capitol Hill with regard to how CBS is a tool of the government. It's Pravda. It really is. I really noticed about a week ago when Leslie Stahl did a piece where she literally canonized a government censor. canonized a government censor. And that's when I went, oh, all hail the dear leader. CBS is cooked as well. Real quick, here's a headline for you. U.S. drug shortages reach an all-time high. Cancer and diabetes patients waiting deadly amounts of time for life-saving drugs. This is America. The U.S. drug shortage halting vital treatment for patients, millions of patients, has reached an all-time high. There are 323 medicines in short supply nationwide, the most since 2001 when records-keeping began. Access to these limited drugs can be a difference between life and death for millions of patients relying on antibiotics, cancer treatments, injectable diabetes medications. The shortage is said to be due to lack of financial incentive among big pharma because producing certain medications does not result in big profits. Also, natural disasters can also impact supplies of drugs that make it to hospitals and pharmacies. Do you have an emergency medical kit? Do you? Or do you just kind of go, okay, I might need an antibiotic, or I might need hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, or I might need Z-Pak. So I'll just wait until I go to the pharmacy. How about you say, why don't you get it now? Why don't you have it in case? Okay. The Wellness Company has an emergency medical kit for you. They've got one for just emergency medical. They've got a pandemic version of it, and they've got a travel version of it. And all of the aforementioned medications and then some are in that medical kit. This is real. It is an election year. We had a bridge collapse in Baltimore. Now we find that a lot of drugs are in short supply already. Do you think it's going to get better? TWC.health/Carson. That's where you go to get your emergency medical kit, okay? You're going to save 10% by using the word Carson, okay? TWC.health/Carson. TWC.health/Carson. Senator Roger Marshall is next hour, by the way. I was incorrect. Roger Marshall is from the state of Kansas. He is a doctor, proven conservative, political outsider from Great Bend, Kansas. Served as a physician for 25 years and came back to Washington, D.C. Yes, I know, Brian. That's why I just said it's next hour. But I do appreciate the note. This is Elise Stefanik. She was talking to Chris Ray. You know, Chris Ray, the guy who's begging for money because, you know, FISA. He wants FISA, and all of a sudden we have to be concerned about terrorists and all that from coming from other places, even though they presided over the 10 million people coming into our country, many who are on the terrorist watch list. And all of a sudden Chris Ray is bringing it up because he wants FISA to be reinstated, even though they used it and abused it against the American people, like the KGB did to members of the Soviet Union. Yeah, same dang thing. But here is Elise Stefanik asking about all those classified documents that Joe Biden had. He had tens of thousands of them in 8 locations. He had them in boxes in his garage. And suddenly it doesn't mean anything. You know, there are 3 people in this country who have been charged with having classified documents. Only one is the subject to a massive criminal investigation and indictment. Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden had thousands of documents, classified emails. They destroyed, they kept. Donald Trump had them. He was the president. He had the right to have them. And they're only going after him. You put 2 and 2 together. This is Elise Stefanik asking about, one of the allegations of the Robert Hur report, which showed that Joe Biden had tens of thousands of documents in 8 locations and ultimately said they weren't going to charge him with anything because he has dementia, essentially. But one of the things that Joe Biden did is he read some classified documents to his ghostwriter. His ghostwriter. Ooh, ghostwriter. Because he got $8 million for a book that didn't sell. Literally, for the company to have made any money off Joe Biden's book, they would have had to charge $100,000 a copy. I'm not kidding, by the way. But here is Elise Stefanik talking to Chris Ray.
Director Ray, have you read Robert Hur's special counsel report?
I have reviewed it.
Do you believe Joe Biden mishandled classified information?
I'm not going to discuss the report. That's the special counsel's report, and I've referred it.
In your opinion as director of the FBI, do you believe he mishandled classified information?
Again, I'm just going to refer to the report, and the special counsel can speak for himself on his report.
Are you aware, and this is breaking news right now, are you aware that there's an audio recording of Joe Biden saying to his ghostwriter in February of 2016, quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote? Are you aware of that audio recording?
I would just respectfully refer you to the special counsel.
No, I'm asking you, are you aware as director of the FBI? You're either aware or you're not.
Am I aware of what now?
Whether the audio exists of Joe Biden saying in February 2017, quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote, to his ghostwriter.
Again, I'm just going to refer to the special counsel and his testimony and his report.
It sounds like you might be aware of it then.
Oh, he's aware of everything. You know, these congressional hearings are a joke. They sit around, they delay and distract and filibuster. It's all nonsense. Let's bring the tribunals. I want to see the tribunals. I want to see some real tribunals here. Then we'll get some real answers. By the way, new polling shows even Democrats believe the border crisis is an invasion. Why has Christopher Wray not said anything about that? Weird. Rasmussen did a poll. By a margin of 69 to 22, likely voters believe open borders have allowed a record number of illegal immigrants and it's a crisis. That includes 51% of Democrats, 63% of black people, 65% of women, and 64% of younger voters. Nearly as many see an invasion, 64 to 33. That includes 46% of Dem, D-I-M-O-crats, 66% of black people, 60% of women, and 62% of younger voters. Meanwhile, FISA has been used to go after American citizens because of their political beliefs. Yeah. Oh, the governor of Iowa, my home state, who didn't have a problem with building a Satan shrine in the Capitol Dome over the Christmas holiday. Kim Reynolds signed a bill that would allow both state and federal enforcement officials to arrest illegal immigrants who entered the U.S., as well as authorizing state courts to deport them. Oh, there you go. Good. She was able to pull her head out of her rear end for one time. So, yeah, the Biden administration failed to enforce our nation's immigration laws, putting the protection and safety of Iowans at risk. They won't do anything about this, Governor, because Iowa's in the middle of the country. Texas is a border state. That's why they're fighting them so hard, because it's much more accessible down there. Much more. Catherine Herridge was fired by CBS. CBS is it's Pravda. It really is. Watch 60 Minutes if you don't believe me. It's actually as bad as NPR. You know, we heard this week that from that guy, Yuri Berliner, that NPR is a tool of the state. Duh. CBS is worse. Herridge became one of 800 staffers to get laid off from CBS during a massive purge of employees in February, even though she's an award-winning journalist who's uncovering the truth. She refused to disclose her source for investigative pieces she wrote for Fox News in 2017 regarding a federal probe of Yanping Chen, a Chinese-American scientist who sued the federal government for allegedly leaking private information to a journalist, blah, blah, blah. When she was fired, her computers were seized, her records were taken, her records and files were locked. She got her email taken, all of her classified sources and everything, and yesterday she appeared before Congress to talk about it. And I like Catherine Herridge. I had the chance to meet her at Reagan National Airport a few years ago and tell her how much I appreciate her because she is a genuine journalist. I don't know which side of the political spectrum she is on, which means that she's obviously a good journalist. But here is Catherine Herridge talking about what she went through at CBS, which, by the way, is a tool of the state.
If confidential forces are not protected, I fear investigative journalism is dead. Each day, I feel the weight of that responsibility. As you know, I was held in contempt of court for upholding the basic journalistic principle of maintaining the pledge of confidentiality to my sources. I have complete respect for the federal court and the judicial process, and I'm not here to litigate the case. It will play out before the appellate court in Washington, D.C. But the fact that I have been fighting in the courts for 2 years and that I am now facing potentially crippling fines of $800 a day to protect my reporting sources underscores the vital importance of the Press Act.
It almost sounds like maybe the government was surveilling her and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. She had all sorts of stuff going on with her emails, all sorts of stuff going on with her phone. We know that the federal government was involved in the censorship of anybody who protested or had an opinion on anything opposite of the government. I told you, if the government says what you say is disinformation or misinformation, it means they know you know the truth. Here's some more from Catherine Herridge.
When you go through major life events, as I have in recent weeks, losing your job, losing your company health insurance, having your reporting files seized by your former employer, and being held in contempt of court gives you clarity. The First Amendment, the protection of confidential sources, and a free press are my guiding principles. They are my North Star.
It's too bad it isn't that way with the letter networks. Our letter networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, NPR, PBS, all of them are tools of the state. They parrot exactly what the state tells them to parrot. They do not question. They never questioned COVID closures or church closures. They never questioned BLM and all the money they were getting for nothing. They never questioned any of the Antifa and all the damage that they did. They never questioned the southern border, because all they do is parrot the state, and they are rewarded richly. The state doesn't investigate them, but if the state decides to target someone, they get out of the way and let them do it. Catherine Herridge is a prime example.
When I was laid off in February, an incident reinforced in my mind the importance of protecting confidential sources. CBS News locked me out of the building and seized hundreds of pages of my reporting files, including confidential source information.
I wonder who told them to do that.
Multiple sources said they were concerned that by working with me to expose government corruption and misconduct, they would be identified and exposed. I pushed back, and with the public support of my union, SAG-AFTRA, the records were returned. CBS's News' decision to seize my reporting records crossed a red line that I believe should never be crossed again by any media organization in the future.
And here is the mic drop from Catherine Herridge.
But it's worse than that, isn't it? Because they didn't just fire you. What else did they do?
I tell you what, I'm going to share that on the other side of this break, because I don't want to interrupt it. But you'll want to stick around. Also, Paul, you hold on. You'll be next. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. Friday edition of the Rob Carson Show. Senator Roger Marshall joins us at the bottom of next hour. This is Catherine Herridge with the mic drop on Capitol Hill after CBS seized all of her classified information, all of her source material, just like a good Soviet news agency would do, just like Pravda and Izvestia.
But it's worse than that, isn't it? Because they didn't just fire you. What else did they do?
On February 13th, when I was told on a Zoom call that my employment was terminated, I was locked out of my emails and I was locked out of the office. CBS News seized hundreds of pages of my reporting files, wow, including confidential source information.
And that's not normal, is it?
No, that's not my experience in the other two networks that I've worked at or with my colleagues at CBS News. When the network of Walter Cronkite seizes your reporting files, including confidential source information,
wow,
that is an attack on investigative journalism.
Yes.
Wherever you work, if this happened to you, it's an attack on free press. It's an attack on the First Amendment. They call it a profession for a reason, because it's about an informed electorate, and it's a cornerstone of our democracy. I can only speak for myself. When my records were seized, I felt it was a journalistic rape.
Oh, let's hear that again.
But it's worse than that, isn't it?
Listen to that.
Myself, when my records were seized, I felt it was a journalistic rape.
Wow. Wow. And it is. Let's go to Paul in Catonsville. Hello there, Paul. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Rob. Rob, do you feel the groundswell?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I know there is. There's a great awakening happening in the country. There is a great retribution that is coming. Why? What?
Well, I want to tell you, get the pitchforks out. Now, I also wanted to say that I agree wholeheartedly with not renewing the powers of the corrupt FISA courts.
Absolutely.
Massey, congressman from Kentucky, was on the news the other day, and he was talking about this special carve-out for members of Congress where they have to be notified before they're surveilled. And I say, why? Why should there be an exception for anyone? That's not the position of what a FISA court should be about.
Of course.
They're abusing their authority by even suggesting it.
Paul, they're only bringing up the threat from outside terrorists to get it reinstated. They're going to go back to the same crap that they were doing, using it against the American people. They have abused the privilege. They have destroyed the privilege, and they don't get to be refunded or renewed. It's over. They blew it. They screwed the pooch. Go ahead.
Right. And what you were talking with Judge Napolitano the other day, I just loved it when you said, hey, I'm going to dismiss one-third of the FBI. It's like, hallelujah. This is the groundswell that you are helping with. And so
Thank you.
All right.
Paul, I appreciate it, bro. Yeah, I want to see more. I want to see the FBI completely dismantled, maybe even renamed. I want to see people who have kicked in doors and gone after parents who disagree with CRT or protest outside of abortion clinics without committing any acts of violence. I want to see those agents removed. I want to see them gone. I don't care if they followed orders. I want to see the heads of agencies lopped off and agencies either defunded and recreated or gotten rid of altogether. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. Our money loses value every year due to inflation. In fact, the dollar has lost over 98% of its value relative to gold. What if you could earn income in gold, which can't get inflated away, instead of dollars? Monetary Metals does just that. They offer the ability to earn income in gold, growing your total ounces over time by leasing or loaning your gold to qualified gold-using businesses. Earn 2 to 5% annually on your gold while supporting qualified businesses in the gold industry. Or if you're an accredited investor, you could earn even higher yields, double digits, in their gold bond offerings. You can open an account directly on Monetary Metals' website in less than 15 minutes. Fund your account by purchasing gold directly from Monetary Metals at less than 1% over spot, or you can use gold you already have. They provide free shipping and insurance and free storage and insurance for any metal in your account. Opt out of the dollar, central bankers, fiat currency, the corrupt financial system, and get your own personal gold standard with Monetary Metals. Visit monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information. Again, monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information or to get started opening your account. All right, coming up next hour, Senator Roger Marshall will join us with regard to the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas and other things. A glorious awakening to the abuses of the Democrat Party by people of color in America. RFK Jr. doubles down on Joe Biden being the biggest threat to democracy. And sex-crazed zombie cicadas are coming.